Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for checking those out. Use them to your advantage. We appreciate it. Everything there is free. And except for the book, if you buy the book, we will charge you for the book. We appreciate you doing that. Of course, you can get it on Amazon, wherever books are sold. But if you want to, you can get a whole lot. You can read a lot about what's in the book over on the other side on smallbusinessadvocate.com. I like telling people about that because, I mean, obviously, I'm going to sell you the book because that's one of the things we do. But also, I think you'll benefit from the book. I'm really proud of the book. It's helping people. But if you want, that we even have a link on the other page, the Age of the Customer link. All the stuff that we've done, subsequent interviews, pre-interviews, there's a body of work there called on the Age of the Customer right there on the website that you can get a lot of what's in the book right there. So if you want to get that for free, if you want to spend that time doing that, then I encourage you to do that. We make it whatever it takes. This is me fulfilling my commitment to you. That whatever it takes to help you be successful, my goal has been that since the beginning, and to give it to you for free. So even though I'll sell you a book, you can get a lot of what's in the book for free on my other website, on the main website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. So, all right, I want to talk about artificial intelligence a little bit, and we're going to talk about this again. We're going to get some research actually from John Swanziger in the second half of the hour. He's with Manta. He's the CEO of Manta. But I want to talk to you about some of my thoughts on artificial intelligence. And when I think of AI, I really prefer to think of it as digital leverage. So what is a robot? A robot is a physical device that's being driven by some digital information, right? If a robot can pick up a 500-pound weight that you and I couldn't pick up, or six men couldn't pick up and walk off with, that's digital leverage, right? So when you think of AI, I've got three or four things, different ways I want you to think of it. I haven't heard anybody else talk about it like this. I want you to think of it as digital leverage first. And then say, okay, what does that digital leverage look like? Is it a robot? Is it a calculation that gets figured for me? If I build a formula in a spreadsheet that gives me a number gives me a total or gives me a product of a multiplication equation or whatever, and I just pop the number in there and automatically it pops in the answer, that's digital leverage. If I build a newsletter, we send our newsletter out every Sunday afternoon to our subscribers. I hope you're subscribed to my newsletter. We've been sending it out since 1999. Haven't missed an edition every Sunday afternoon. So if we build that newsletter and put it in our platform, and you're on our list, and we push one button, and it goes to everybody, thousands of people in our mailing list. That's digital leverage. You may not think of it as artificial intelligence, but it kind of is because there's a lot that went into a lot of digital tools, a lot of digital machines, so to speak, that went into that. A lot of coding went into that. And so it's not unlike a robot. If a robot picks up a 500-pound weight, or my newsletter sends, with one push of a button, sends to thousands, maybe millions, depending on what you're doing, that's artificial. That's digital leverage. You leverage the picking up something, or you leverage communicating with people. Now, there's two kinds of digital leverage that I want you to think about. The kind that the big companies have when they're developing these devices, these the robots or the self-driving cars or whatever. I want you to think about those guys. They have the ability to create those robots that people are so worried about, right? I'm not worried about the robots at all. And they're sort of self-regulating themselves. They've got this red button that they talk about, that they've all agreed that if they push the red, if they're going to go too far with their devices, with what they're working on, they'll hit the red button. They'll agree to hit the red button and not go too far, not make it too far. Well, then that's centralized. Then there's decentralized. And that's the power that you and I have. More and more, you and I have are going to have more and more digital leverage ability. We're going to have more access to artificial intelligence, to digital power. And I believe long before the robots take us out, you and I will have access to digital leverage where any one of us, millions of us potentially, can cause us harm. So we've got to think about what are our ethics. We've got to start thinking about ethical behavior when we use digital leverage. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.